Hey there, Questers. If you love Oculus Quest Cast, please go to anchor.fm/OculusQuestCast/support so you can learn how to support the show for as little as a dollar. Thank you.
Welcome back, Questers, to another episode of Oculus Quest Cast. This is actually episode 19. Well, the last episode was not episode 19, it was episode 18. I updated the show notes. I didn't go back and record it, so apologies for any confusion, but this is episode 19 of Oculus Quest Cast. I am your host, Janus. Yes, my voice sounds a little different. I am a little congested because, wouldn't you know it, got a little sick over the holidays and I'm finally recovering somewhat. But I just wanted to jump in today and go over quite a bit of information about the Oculus Quest. First of all, as you guys already know, there have been a lot of updates to the Oculus Quest, first of which being the hand and finger tracking. You no longer need the controllers. Well, you still need the controllers because all you can really do is use it in the Oculus Home section. I got online and I surfed the web. I pulled up Disney Plus and I was using my hand tracking to play and whatnot. And it was pretty cool through the Oculus web browser. So it's very limited, but the week after they sent the update for the hand and finger tracking, they also sent out the software development kits so devs can get in there and play around and mess around with it, and devs have been doing that. If you've watched any of those videos online on YouTube or on Facebook, I'm in a few groups where devs come in and they're showing off their game using hand and finger tracking. It's pretty cool. When it gets really polished, when the Oculus Quest can truly follow your hands with quick movements and whatnot, it's going to be a pretty amazing feature. So when that gets polished, I am really looking forward to that. Also, just putting this out there for you Questers to think about, what games would you want to have for this feature? Like, what games would you think would really benefit from this feature? For example, I'm not a big chess player, but I could see chess being like a really good showcase of this feature, if you will. Looking down at the board, picking up your game pieces, moving them in the spaces, I think that would be a really immersive experience for such a simple style of game. But what would you want to see? Hit me up at oculusquestcast@gmail.com. You can go to Twitter at oculusquestcast. You can follow me on Instagram at officialquestcast. But I appreciate you listening. Also, go to anchor.fm/oculusquestcast/message, you can go and leave a message right on there. You don't even have to call. And I would love to play it on the show. The hand tracking is pretty cool. When it becomes a full functioning feature, it will be a major game changer. And I know everybody out there is like, ooh, Oculus Quest Cast Pro or HD, or I can't wait for that to come out. We have to remember the Oculus Quest hasn't even been out for a year yet. I mean, we have 5 months to go. It's only been 7 months, people, for the Oculus Quest. I'm enjoying it. I hope it gets at least a 2-year lifespan, because dropping 400, 600, 800 bones every year would be kind of nuts, even though, you know, Apple got everybody to do that, which is crazy, and they keep upping the price. But that being said, I hope they give it at least a 2-year lifespan so that I can get the most out of my Oculus Quest. I would like to get the Oculus Link, which was also released November, because then that would justify me spending $1,200, $1,500, $1,800 bucks on a new computer. I don't know how I would convince my wife of that, but the hope and the thought is there. The Oculus Quest seems to be sold out to February, and now I know there have been some retailers that, I guess, moved some crates around and found some extra shipments or whatnot. The manufacturing phase of Oculus Quest will not be back in stores till February. I know for a while there, GameStop, for example, people were going on and they're like, oh my gosh, the 64 gigs are out. They were overlooking the 128 gigs because they had roughly quite a few of those units on hand that you could order directly online that people were overlooking, all the way up until, I believe it was December 18th is when I finally went onto GameStop's website and you could no longer order the 128. So there were some people getting it last minute. So props to you if you were doing that. And some people are receiving the shipments that they ordered now, but it looks like it's gonna be out of stock till February. If you got one, awesome, welcome to the club. Listen up, because we're going to go over a lot of great information. If you did not, well, You'll get one. You'll get there. Don't worry about it. But yeah, some of the things I want to do today is talk about a few games, talk about a few things that I've been doing. I want to go over my playthrough of Espire 1, which, you know, I want to give the game a review. And I have to say, even though it's an imperfect game, and if you anybody out there in Questland, any of you questers out there, if you've played it, you know that it is really an imperfect game, but at the same time, there are aspects of it that are a lot of fun, and the developers keep on polishing it. I know Mike over there at Digital Load said, yeah, we'll talk to you again about it, but I think he might be a little overloaded with trying to polish us up. But you know what? Props to you, Mike, and your team. Props to Nick there. You guys, for a company that has never made a video game before, this is your first ever, and as a fellow Metal Gear Solid fan, I have to say this game, like, I personally, I want to get a game development company off the ground. Right now it's just me, so it's going to take forever. When I eventually do that, I hope to create something as well-rounded as you guys have with Espire 1, and it truly is a really great experience, and I will get into that a little bit later. But first, I wanted to tell you all that I will be reviewing a game in another episode, but I got really excited because last night, I've been really thinking about it, and I want to be able to have a bunch of experiences on the Oculus Quest that I can show to family and friends, especially, you know, the past couple of weekends. I squeezed so much into the last 2 weeks that it is insane. Everything that I've got accomplished in the last 2 weeks, everywhere that I've been, you know, traveling thousands of miles, some by car, well, mostly by car. Through that whole experience, I was always around family. And some members of my family, they really like playing tabletop games, board games. I got to play some D&D, and it was my first real experience playing D&D, and it was amazing, and it's kind of convinced me to get into 3D printing, which is great, because then I can use that for making my own accessories for the Oculus Quest. I could finally put my art degree to use, where I learned how to do, you know, 3D design and whatnot, which would be amazing, since it's just sitting there on my wall collecting dust. The Oculus Quest would be a perfect thing to have different experiences and whatnot to bust out, show your family, laugh at each other. Beat Saber is a great example. One thing I want to do is put some scary games on my Oculus Quest, which I have yet to do until now, because I reached out to Fallen Planet Studios, who is the developer of the game Affected the Manor. Now, Affected the Manor is more of an immersive experience. I would say it's a virtual reality haunted house. If any of you go to haunted houses for Halloween, personally, I think they're a ton of fun. I would wait in line for an hour, and there's a place here close by where I live. You have to pay like $60 and wait in line for 2 hours just to go through 10, 15 minutes of an experience, but it's so immersive. It totally tells a story. It's in this haunted factory that really had a bunch of people die in it over the years, and they tried using it as a factory again, and people still kept getting hurt or would die, so they shut it down, and then these people are like, hey, this is a perfect place to buy and build up and make into a haunted house. And they only have it open around Halloween time, and they make enough money to sustain themselves for the entire year. And it's actually one of the number one spots to go to in the entire world for a haunted experience. If you can replicate that in VR for $5, $10, $15, even $20, and you have a 15 to 30 minute experience where you're walking through a haunted house and you just know you're going to get scared and things are still kind of creepy and they scare you, I want to have that, and I want to watch my little nieces and nephews get scared. I want to watch my cousins get scared, my family. That would be amazing. And I believe Affected the Manor is that particular experience that I'm looking for. So I reached out to Fallen Planet Studios and they replied saying, hey, here's a review key. Try it out. Let us know what you think. And I'm going to be including in this episode and the next episode, episode 20. Wow, 20 episodes. That's so awesome. Where I'm going to review Affected the Manor if I can find the nerve to play it. Actually, I'm going to play it and I'm going to make my son play it. He doesn't know it yet. He likes to be involved. And then I'm going to get his feedback on it as well. So I have, you know, two different perspectives, and then I'll report back in episode 20, and I'm going to include some links in there that Fallen Planet was like, hey, could you include these links? And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, you guys are letting me play this game for free, so I'm absolutely going to pitch this as much as I can. So look forward to that. Another thing I wanted to go over really quick, which I will do in a moment, is go over the top 10 selling games as of January 5th on the Oculus Quest. And I will do that right after a word from our sponsors. All right, so welcome back. We just heard from our sponsors. We are going to go over that top 10 best-selling Oculus Quest games list right now. I would have to say that most of these probably won't be much of a surprise to you listeners out there, especially if you've had Quest as long as I have. So, going through the list, should I start with number 1 or should I start with number 10? Let's go from 10 to 1. Let's do a countdown, if you will. Number 10 is Gun Club VR. It was previously at number 7, but it is still in the top 10. I haven't played Gun Club VR yet. I personally like to shoot real guns. I think I'll give it a try. We'll see. Number 9, it is a re-entry into top 10. It left it for some time, but now it's back in. And I'm pretty sure this has to do something with the holidays and having family and friends experience why the Quest is so great. It is Richie's Plank Experience. I tried it. I don't know if I would spend money on something like that. It would have to be a free experience. I mean, sure, flying around on a jetpack or like a missile or whatever is cool, but walking a plank and putting a real piece of wood down just to freak some people out. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see why that would be cool. I think it would need to be a little more involved for me in order to spend money on it. So moving on down the list, we have number 8, which was previously at number 9, and that's Space Pirate Trainer. Now this game is legit pretty awesome. I love Space Pirate Trainer. If you have not tried it, there is a demo that is on the Oculus Quest that you could absolutely try, and it's a lot of fun. It's, to me, it is a very modernized, updated version of Space Invaders. Yeah, you're just going in town, hacking at things coming at you. You can switch between weapons and shields just by throwing your hand behind your back, and whatever hand you do, it's going to switch out, and it's a lot of fun. It's pretty awesome. I highly recommend it. And it's not that expensive either. I believe it's only $14.99 on the Oculus Quest store. While that is in the United States, it could be a variance of that price in whatever region you are. So next on the list at number 7, it is a re-entry into the top 10. I guess it bowed out for a moment. And that's Arizona Sunshine, another game I would like to try. There is a handful of zombie shooter games on the Oculus Quest. So it's no surprise that one would be here. I personally am looking forward to The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. That is going to be a really, really sweet game. Just looking at some of the footage and gameplay, especially on the Quest, that one's going to be a really well-polished zombie shooter. But if you don't want to wait for that, there's Drop Dead Dual Strike, which is a Rails zombie shooter. But it's like House of the Dead, but in VR, and it's a lot of fun. There's also the other zombie shooter, which is, what is that one called again? Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to pull it up on my Oculus Quest store app right here, because I'm blanking out so hard right now. The other zombie shooter is called Death Horizon Reloaded. That's right. That one's only $19.99 on the Oculus Quest store. And they're all pretty solid experiences. There's always somebody that are like, but there's always somebody that's like, hey, these games are pretty sweet. I haven't tried that one yet. Arizona Sunshine, I've tried a little bit. I went to an arcade and tried it. It was pretty sweet. The next game, though, number 6, I do want to try. Looks pretty sweet, but at the same time, like, I'm not the biggest fan of heights, and if I fell, it would be kind of freaky. And that's The Climb. It is also re-entering the top 10 best-selling as of January 5th, or for the week of January 5th, that is. The Climb, it is a rock climbing game. And yeah, that's about the extent that I can go into, but it's pretty detailed. You can fall, but you don't really die. You just start over. Number 5 is not really a game per se, but it is a pack available on the Oculus Quest, and that is the New Year's pack, which is number 5 on the list, and it says it's a new entry, so it's a new entry on the top-selling Oculus Quest. The New Year's pack includes 5 games, or 5 experiences, if you will. It includes Box VR, Racket Fury, Table Tennis VR, Real VR Fishing, Wander, and Wands. So you got a boxing game, which is like a rhythm boxing game, almost like Beat Saber, but you're boxing. Racket Fury, it's ping pong with robots, which is pretty sweet. Real VR Fishing, which is a fishing experience. Of course, Wander, which is kind of like Google Earth, where you can go and literally go anywhere in the world and experience what it's like being there, looking through a VR headset and seeing the different attractions or whatnot around there. And then you have Wands, which is a PvP or PV computer wizard game where you have a wand and you're attacking your enemy, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, it says it's no longer available. They shut the pack down, so sorry about that. If you didn't get it by New Year's, then yeah, maybe next year. Next, number 4, which is a re-entry back into the top 10 best-selling Oculus Quest as of January 5th. I know I've said that like a million times. Is Pistol Whip. Amazing game. It's so good. It really is. I love this game. I love this game, and I love Super Hot, and they're similar but different at the same time. It's like Super Hot is take your time, time moves with you, and Pistol Whip is you're just going to town on these guys, but you're doing it in the sync of music, so it's like Super Hot was blended with Beat Saber, and they're both just really good combinations, so I recommend both of those. Next, at number 3, which was previously number 4, is Job Simulator. And Job Simulator has a really good premise. It's, hey, it's in the future where robots do all the work now. So you go to a museum or a place and you're like, hey, experience what it was like back then when humans worked. And here's a job simulator. And it's all about how robots would understand how humans did jobs back in the day. So it's kind of silly. Kind of fun, and I it's funny to think that robots would think that you would work a certain way, and so you're simulating a job, and it's not really what the experience would be, and I think that's where the humor and the fun comes in, because if I had a job simulator that did exactly what I do at work, I would be like, yeah, I just go to work, because at least they pay me, I don't have to pay to be there. All right, number 2 on the list was previously number 3, so it's funny how these keep moving up. And number 2 is a game I've already mentioned just previously. So much fun. I need to play through it again because really, I've got a YouTube video of me playing through this, and it's frustrating enough to keep pushing you to get through that, and that's Super Hot VR. Now, there's some people that are like, this ain't my thing, yo, and that's fine, but Super Hot VR is a fun game. I love the concept where you're taking out enemies. You know, the graphics, it would be what I would expect VR to be like if I was designing or if I was thinking about virtual reality in the 80s. And I grew up in that decade, so I think there's some nostalgia there that just really fits in well with my idea of the future in my head. So the graphics don't really bother me, and I think it's a lot of fun, and it can be very challenging. The difficulty level can be really high, but it is a lot of fun. You want to make sure I have plenty of space to play that game. Check out my YouTube video. Go to Oculus Questcast channel on YouTube, and you can see me stumble my way through that game, but it is a lot of fun. And, of course, number 1 on the list, if I have to say it, I will. But I'm pretty sure it's easy for anyone to guess this, and that's Beat Saber. And of course Beat Saber, because Beat Saber's consistently been number 1 on the Oculus Quest best-selling list, which means Oculus, Facebook, whatever you want to call them, is like, okay, well, they're bringing in some dough. let's go ahead and buy this company, bring them under our wing, so anything going forward in the future, Beat Saber related, is owned by us, which was a smart move. So any headsets coming out, you'll no longer be able to get it on or whatever. I'm not sure how they're going to make that work. I know that they said that they'll continue to support places that have already had it, and so I'm looking at like PlayStation VR and PC VR and Steam or wherever else it's at. But they said nothing about Beat Saber 2, which you know will come out, and that's how they'll trip everybody up and then get everybody into buying Oculus headsets. So it's a pretty smart move. If you have the money to throw around like that, I guess you're going to go ahead and do that. So that is the top 10 best-selling list on Oculus Quest. And again, number 1, Beat Saber. Number 2, Super Hot VR. 3, Job Simulator. 4, Pistol Whip. 5, New Year's Pack, no longer available. 6, The Climb. 7, Arizona Sunshine. 8, Space Pirate Trainer. 9, Richie's Plank Experience. And 10, Gun Club VR. So that is your top 10 now. Before I get out of here, I do want to go over Aspyr VR, my playthrough of that game. And I will say this. I felt very much as if I was in a Metal Gear Solid game. And that sold me 100% on when this game was coming out. That's why I reached out to Digital Load, got to know Mike and Nick, and they, you know, they're in Melbourne, Australia. And they got some funding from the government to make this game. They got their business off the ground. It's actually doing, I think it's doing really well. And overall, I see people are like, oh, I had to get it refunded. But majority of people are like, oh, I love this game. And it's true. So my recommendation when playing this game, do not try it out sitting down in seated mode. Do not. It's easy to get nauseous in seated mode. Whether you are taking off their motion sickness parameters in the game or not, do it standing. You won't get sick, and it's a lot of fun. Basically, you jump into, you're hacking into these Aspyr units, so it's a robot walking around, so there's no real danger to you as a character. It's just, it's like that comic book, the Scud, the disposable assassin or whatever that thing is. I can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like that. You hack into these robots via VR in the game, and there's some dialogue, and I saw some people don't really care for the dialogue, but personally I thought it was pretty charming. It helped immerse me into the game. And I will say this, the AI is not the brightest in the game, but they're just as bright as guards in Metal Gear Solid. So I think that's why I felt the experience to be familiar and to be engaging for me, because there's aspects of sneaking around in stealth that are just like high anxiety. And if you're not used to that, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're blah, blah, blah. But I honestly felt like I was playing through Metal Gear Solid Experience. And the graphics are pretty good. There were a couple of hiccups I ran into. I know I came into this main room where there's these huge doors. And once you release the lock on those doors, more enemies come in. And as those enemies came in, I was up on this upper railing on the far side of where I came in. And I was ducking down behind it, and I was taking these guys out one at a time. One guy was walking down this path in between the structure, and I shot him, and his gun fell, and it bounced off the ground, and then proceeded to spin like a helicopter, and then float up into the air. And even though I knew it was a little glitch, I was like, oh my gosh, this place is haunted too. What's happening? I thought it was going to start shooting at me. It was an amazing experience. If it was a glitch, it was a pretty awesome glitch to behold. The funny thing is, when I first recorded that for YouTube, I finished and found out that my phone didn't record any of it. And I was like, no! And I couldn't replicate that glitch. So it was like a one-time thing. It was a one-off thing. But taking these guys out, grabbing them, getting their ammo, sneaking up behind them. It was great. So the few issues I ran into is the voice wasn't working for me. I couldn't walk up behind anybody and say freeze. It just wouldn't work. The other thing is when you're lifting yourself up over a ledge, if you don't follow through completely on that movement, you'll just fall right down off the ledge. And after a while, I finally figured it out, and it was good. I got it down. So it could have been user error on my part, but I felt like it could have been a little more solid. Like the moment I grab the ledge and push up, even if I only move like 6 inches, it needs to just automatically project me up because I'm in a robot and, you know, they don't get tired. So I shouldn't have to if I'm simulating that. But overall, I found the game to be really charming. I found the dialogue to be pretty cool. There is some aspect of it that could be considered, you know, generic, but I felt myself engaged, and I think because it takes place in VR, it's easier to be engaged in that aspect as well. I'm going to give it a full playthrough, give it a full review, but so far I would say it's a 7.8 out of 10, just because I know that Mike and his team are over there working on fixing any issues and updating it, and that's only playing through the first 30 minutes, I would rate that. I need to give it an overall experience, give it an overall rating. But I would say initially, if you're jumping in, if you want to know what it's like, and to me, anything 7 to 10 out of 10 is something that you must play. Because a 7 for me could be a 9 for somebody else. But it's almost an 8. It's almost an 8 out of 10 for me, which is also a really good game. Like 10 would be masterpiece. Like it would be perfection, right? And 9 would be, it's almost perfect, there are a few hiccups, and 8 would be, it's a really great game, and 7 would be, it's a good game, you need to play it. That's kind of where I break things down. So, that being said, you should give Espire 1 a try. I mean, it's 30 bones, but it's a longer experience game. And they break things up by missions, so they're not going to take up a ton of your time. And that's great. So, overall, you should play Espire 1. I think you'll like it if you like Metal Gear Solid or tactical espionage action, or if you like to see funny random things that happen. So there's my take on that. So that is all I got for episode 19. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Questers, for listening in. You guys are awesome. You guys keep this alive. Thank you so much. If you want to support the podcast, go to anchor.fm/OculusQuestcast, and you have options to do so. You can also check out the show notes and see where you can buy an Oculus Questcast official t-shirt from Amazon. And all of that money goes directly into the podcast. So if you want to help a brother out, I'd love it. Either way, Happy New Year, everyone. 2020 is going to be an amazing year, especially for games, especially for the Oculus Quest. Peace out, and keep on questing. I'll catch you later.